and I see the place where we would want a spigot, and what is there, Luke? But a spigot. Now,
a spigot? With a G?
Oh, am I saying that wrong? Spigot. It's spigot, not spigot. Have I been saying spigot this whole time?
You know what? Up until probably my early 20s, I called it a spigot. I grew spigot. Up calling it a spigot, and it's actually...
Spigot.
It's a G. It's spigot. But I spigot. Also... As I don't... Spagoo. I don't think there is any kid in America who's calling it a spigot. I think we all call it spigot, and it's because so much of your childhood is related to that thing, because you're either trying to plug in a sprinkler to play in, or maybe a slip and slide, or water balloons. I spent a lot of my childhood in the summer thinking about what I called the spigot, and
spigot.
What its water-related implications were.
You know, I mean, I feel a little embarrassed, but I'm going
not.
To not, because I'm on the number one source for spigot or spicket, which is hydrasecure.com/hydrasecure/spigot or spicket. And yeah. They say,
what
here,
do they say?
According to the Dictionary of American Regional English, spicket is more common east of the Mississippi, but the
Whoa.
Use of any version of spigot is most common in the Appalachians and in
Wow.
the middle and central Atlantic states. The rest of the country is more likely to use the term faucet or tap rather than spigot.